We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Avodas Elilim, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Hey. V'alkein Nikra Mesiras Nefesh Kiddush Hashem. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand also that when a Jew puts his life up for his religion, it's called Kiddush Hashem, Kiddush. Ki Ein Hashem, and it's called Kiddush, sanctifying the name of Hashem. What's the point about the name? Ki ein Hashem mole at sheimoche zechra molek, because the Gemara quotes the pasuk ki yod al kes ko melchomel Hashem b'molek midor dor, that Hashem puts His hand on His throne swearing, and it says kes ko. It doesn't say kes yud ke vav ke. It has half of Hashem's name. So Hashem says my name is incomplete, and my throne is incomplete until Amalek will be wiped out. It's not called Kisei, it's called Case. The Aleph is missing. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that the name of Hashem is not full until Amalek will be wiped out. Vaydei Mesiras Nefesh Mamish, and by a person physically putting his life on the line, Shehu Bechinas Tfila Bechinas Din, Nichna V'Nimche Bechinas Amalek. That's how we weaken and we erase Amalek, Shehu Taivas Niyuf. The main thing that Amalek tried to damage the Jews with was Taivas Niyuf. It says, Asher Korcho Baderech. Amalek attacked us when we were traveling. The word Korcho is used Miloshen Keri, a Bal Keri, which refers to somebody who is Poigim in the Bris. Kemoi Shemavur Shom, as Rabbein Azal discusses in the chapter in Likutei Moran. V'alkein hu kiddush Hashem. That's why we say that this is sanctifying Hashem's name, the name of Hashem. Ki nizgadel v'nizgadesh shmo yisborach al yidei mechias Amalek shenas al yidei b'chinas mesiras nefesh kanal. Because Hashem's name is increased and sanctified through erasing Amalek, which is accomplished through this act of mesiras nefesh. Ki ikar kiddush Hashem hu kishenimcha zechra Amalek. Because the main thing that sanctifies, that glorifies Hashem's name is when Amalek is erased. Amalek and everything he represents. He represents Pigam HaBris, all the different things he represents. Paragraph Vov. Again, the halacha says there, al kol ho'avera shebetoiro yavir ve'al yehori. Regarding all other laws in the Torah, a person should commit the sin and not let himself be killed. If it's not a time of shmad or anything like that, if a goy walks over to a Jew and tells him, either you break Shabbos or I'll kill you, the Jew is required to break Shabbos. Again, unless it's a time of shmad, chas v'sholom, or something like that, or unless it's being done publicly in front of 10 people, like we said here. Ki hadveikus v'hamesiras nefesh l'Hashem tzorech lihiyois bebchinas rotzoi v'shoiv. Because a person's deep connection and mesiras nefesh t'Hashem, devotion t'Hashem, is supposed to be in the category of rotzoi v'shoiv, going up and coming back down. Bebchinas chayim v'rachamim. Person's supposed to serve the Torah with life, not with death, as we mentioned earlier. Because Hashem wants the world to be settled with living people. Hashem wants us to live with the Torah. So usually when a person is showing Mesiras Nefesh, even if a person is really putting himself out tremendously for a mitzvah, Hashem wants us to do it in a way where we're able to come back down. We're going up to a very high level of Dveikus to Hashem, but we're not getting lost there. We're coming back down. This is the explanation behind the mistake that was made by the sons of Aaron HaKohen, Nodav and Aviu, whereby they went out of bounds. Shemosru nafshom l'Hashem yoiser mehoroi bebchinas rotzoi levad. They put their life on the line for Hashem in a sense, more than they were supposed to. They crossed the line of going only rotzoi, no shoiv. As it says in the Torah, Bikorvosom lefnei Hashem vayamusu. Through their coming close to Hashem, they died. What do you mean? You die from coming close to Hashem? The answer is yes. If you're not careful, to watch to keep certain boundaries and to know how close you're allowed to get so that you can still come back down. Ki be'emes mosru nafshom al kiddush Hashem. Because the fact is, the truth is, that Nadav and Avihu actually put their lives on the line for kiddush Hashem. Kama Shekosev, as it says over there in the Pasuk, Bikroivai Ekodesh. With those who are very close to me, Hashem says, I will be sanctified. And the Gemara says this refers to Nadav and Avihu. So in a sense, the things they were doing were bringing them very close to Hashem. The problem was, it was too close. Avlaf al pikein pogmu boze biatzmoi. However, despite the fact that they were trying to come close to Hashem, they messed up in that itself. Ki osur limsor nafshu lemisa mamish afilu al kiddush Hashem, because when it's not necessary, when it's not required, a Jew is not allowed to give up his life for Hashem. That's not what Hashem wants. As is explained in the Shulchan Aruch, in these laws. And whereas they went further. They did something that cost them their lives. Their souls left them and did not return. And this is also tied into what the Zohar HaKadosh says. Why did they die? Because they tried to offer the Ketores even though they were not married. They never got married. Nadav and Avihu. Kiloy osku beyishuv ha'olam. They were not involved in settling the world, in inhabiting the world. They weren't involved in bringing children into the world. Yishuv ha'olam. This is also a form of pigama bris. If a person makes a decision not to get married, that he's not going to bring children into the world, that's also a form of pigama bris. And this is what led them to make a mistake, to stumble in giving up their life for Hashem. In an unnecessary way, in a way that was not required. Shezeo b'chinas tefila b'chinas din. We had mentioned earlier, we explained earlier, that was a concept of this tefila. When a person gives up his soul al kiddush Hashem, that's an example of this tefila b'chinas din. V'al kein hoyo hatikun al yedei Pinchas. And therefore, the one who corrected the pigam of Nadav and Avihu was Pinchas. Ki Pinchas zocho lenishmas Nadav Avihu bo'eis shekinei al ma'aseh zimri kemuva. Because the Arizal tells us that when Pinchas went ahead and did this incredible thing, that he took his life, he put his life on the line to challenge the Nosi of Shevet Shimon, Zimri ben Solu, when he was doing Pigama Bris in front of the whole Jewish people, when he took this non-Jewish woman, this Midianite woman, Cosby Basur, and brought her in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and said, I'm going to marry her, and let's see who's going to stop me. Moshe Rabbeinu, he himself married a Midianite woman. So when Zimri ben Solu did this, and Pinchas challenged him, and he went and he killed him, and he killed Cosby, the Arizal says he was zeichet to receive the souls of Nadav and Avihu. It's brought that the word Pinchas can be split into two parts. The last letter, Ches Samach, is Begimatria Chaim, life. His life comes from Pei Nun. Pei Nun, 80 and 50 is 130, is two times Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. 2 times 65 is 130, showing that he had a double soul. Pinchas had this double soul he was zeichet to receive from Nadav and Avihu. They passed away before the right time, in a sense. And they passed away because of a mistake in being overzealous. They ran ahead of themselves. They tried to bring Torahs, which Hashem didn't ask for. They weren't allowed to. They weren't married yet. They went too far, too fast. The tikkun for them was Pinchas, who went very fast, very far, but he did the right thing. He made a tremendous kiddush Hashem. This is why it's brought that when Pinchas is Eliyahu Hanavi. So when Eliyahu Hanavi was about to pass away, his student Elisha Hanavi said to him, Rabbi, please let me have double your power. V'hi no pishnayim baruch achoylai. Let me please have double your power. Selyanovi said to him, if you'll watch me being as I'm being taken away from you, you'll receive this double power. The Arizal says, one second. Somebody has $100, you can ask him for 200? How do you tell somebody, give me double your power? What does that mean? The answer is, Elisha Novi said, Vihi no pishnaim. No, nun aleph is nodov avihu. I know that you have a double soul. I know that you're a very extraordinary tzaddik, Elisha Novi. I'm asking you to let me receive from that double light that you inherited. This is nodov avihu. Ki pinchos hispalil tfila bebechinas din bo'eis hatzorech. Because as we mentioned earlier, Pinchas was one of these great tzaddikim who prayed this tefillah bebechinas din when it was needed. When he saw what was going on and he saw the danger to the Jewish people, it says, Vayamoid Pinchas vayepalel. Pinchas stood up and he shot a very powerful tefillah to Hashem, a tefillah plili, a tefillah bebechinas din. That's an example of this concept of tikkun habris. And by doing this, he corrected the mistake of nodov and aviu, whereby they gave forth this tefillah b'chinas din, they allowed themselves to be killed when it was unnecessary, when it was unjustified. They gave up their lives unnecessarily when it wasn't required. We said before that Mesiras Nefesh and Tfila B'chinas Din are the same concept. And they were pogim in bris through the fact that they were not married. They refused to get married. Therefore, Pinchas, who corrected this tefillah bebechinas din, he gave forth this tefillah bebechinas din properly, he was zocher to receive their souls. Ki hu tikein hapegam shelohem. He was the tikun for their pegam, for what they messed up. V'alkein oimrim kedusho achar birchas atogibor. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand also why in the Shmon Esrei that we daven every day, when do we say Kedusha, Kodosh, Nagdishoch, V'naritzoch, Kodosh, 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 after the Brocha, Ato Gibor Lo'ilam Hashem, Givurois. Shechois Mimbo, Mechaye Hamesim, we finish that Brocha with the words Mechaye Hamesim, and then we start Kedusha. And we mentioned earlier, Mechaye Hamesim is a concept of Din, Midas Hadin. When a person goes into a cemetery, they make the brocha asher yotzer eschem badin v'kilkel eschem badin, all din, this tefillah bebechinas din. Now listen to the words of Rav Nosson Zal. Ki bechol tefillah onu mamshichim hakoyach shel hatefillah bebechinas din shel habal koyach. Because in every single Shmon Esrei, in every single tefillah of ours, one of the ingredients in it is this tefillah bebechinas din. Of the Baal Koyach. Sheze bechinas birchas ato gibor. That's this brocha ato gibor that's inserted into the Shmon Esrei, which a person would say, what is that doing over there? The last thing in the world we want to remind Hashem of is that is his power. We're trying to get him not to smack us and not to smash us. We want to say ato rachum, ato ohev, you love, you're beloved. Why are we saying ato gibor? Rav Nosson Zal says every single tefillah has some of this tefillah bebechinas din mixed into it. Bechinas hatefillah bechinas din shel bakoyach. V'alkein mazkirin bo gvurois kshomim. Shehem bechinas mei mei hadas. And this is why we mention this, the Gemara calls it gvurois kshomim. In Ato Gibor, we mention mashiv haruach umoyred hageshem. That's an act of gvurois on the part of Hashem. That water, the rain, represents Meimei Hadas, the waters of Sechel, Shenizgalin Alidei Hatfila Bebechinas Din Shel HaBal Koyach, which are revealed through this Tfila Bebechinas Din of the Bal Koyach. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Umolo Ho'oretz Deos Hashem kamayim layam echasim. There'll come a time when the world will be filled with understanding of Hashem, like the water that covers the ocean floor. So we see that the water represents this meimei hadas. Sheze bechinas ramin. This is also the concept of thunder. Thunder is a display of the gevur of Hashem. The Gemara says in Brochus, what is thunder? Anani de shafchamaya. Clouds that are spilling water to each other. That's that sound, that sound of thunder. V'alkein oz achar birchas atogibor oimrim kedusha biyud. And this is why after we say the brocha atogibor, which is the tefillah bebchinas din, then we're ready to say nakdishoch, the kedusha, which we say only when there's a minyan. Kal yidei hatefillah bebchinas din nimcha zecher amolek. Because as we learned earlier, when this tefillah bebchinas din is being used properly, we wipe out amolek. Shaydeze niskadeish Hashem kanal, which brings about a sanctification of Hashem. Sheze bechinas mesiris nefesh al kiddush Hashem, which is very similar to when a Jew is prepared to give up his life to sanctify Hashem. Ki kol hakedushos heim bechinas mesiris nefesh al kiddush Hashem. V'kamuva, because whenever there is all of these kedusha, all of those kedushos, when we say kadosh, 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 in tefillah, it's an aspect of mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem. When a person is saying that, he's supposed to have in mind that I'm prepared to give up my life to sanctify Hashem. Shebechol eis shomrim kedusha tzrichin limsor nafshoy al kiddush Hashem. Every time a person says kedusha, he's supposed to be thinking that he's prepared to give up his life for Hashem, for kiddush Hashem. Just like we say in Mincha on Shabbos, at the end of the bracha, V'al menuchosom yakdishu eshemecha. And upon their resting place, they sanctify your name, Hashem. Referring to those Jews, again, who died al kiddush Hashem. V'al kein einoimrim kedusha b'pochas me'asora. This is why, again, the halacha says that for kedusha, you need 10. Ki ikar mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem u'basora. Because the main fulfillment of Mesirus Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem is when it's in front of 10 people. Kama Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. I will be sanctified among the Jewish people. Shemisham lomdu, from that Pasuk, the Gemara learns out, Shekiddush Hashem b'asora, that it's talking about in front of 10 people. And from this same pasuk, the Gemara learns out that we don't say kedusha, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. We don't say that unless you have 10. Ki hein b'china achas, because they're both one. There also, when a person is saying kadosh, 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 he's lifting up his soul to Hashem. He's saying, Hashem, I'm ready even to give up my soul for kiddush Hashem. And this is why in the Shmon Esrei, the Kiddusha is right after Atogibor. Because when we say Atogibor, we're initiating, we're activating that tefillah bebechinas din of the Balkoyach. Koyach, shu bechinas gvurois, which is power, judgment, bechinas Atogibor. V'alkein mazkirin shom tchias ha-meisim. That's why we mentioned tchias ha-meisim in that bracha. Ki al yedei tefillah hanal zoichen l'sakein hadas shu b'chinas chayim. Because through the tefillah b'chinas din, that's what fixes up the das, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran. And das is a concept of chayim. Ha-chochmo techaye es ba'aleho. Seichel gives life. U'la hachnia sitrot ha-moiso. And to defeat the death. Tchia Sameisim is the opposite of death, right? Bringing the dead back to life. V'alkein zoichen al yidei tefillah hanal lehashir sheyisar losid lovo losid achar hatchia beis chidush olam. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likut Imran that when this tefillah bebechinas din is being done properly, we'll be zoichet to the song that's going to be sung in the future after Tchia Sameisim, when Hashem will create the world anew. Kimavur b'soif ha-Torah, as is explained in the end of that chapter in the Gemara, Ayin Shom, look over there, V'oz oimrim kedusha, and then we say the kedusha after the ato gibor, after the whole tefillah bebechinas din has been done properly, then we're ready to say the kedusha. Baruch Hashem. This halacha that we just learned again, to appreciate it fully, you need to have a little bit of a grasp on the chapter on the Likutei Moharan. If you don't, it seems a little hazy because he's not going through all the details in how this is connected to this, this is connected to this. But I hope that we got a lot out of it, and with Hashem's help, we'll learn more, we'll understand it better.